This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is retired U.S. Air Force General Tom McInerney, who's also a Fox News military analyst. We want to get his thoughts today in response to remarks made by Vice President Joe Biden in that Iraq and its successful conclusion may be one of the great successes of the Obama administration. And General, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Greg.
Well, as multiple media organizations have pointed out, both Biden and President Obama, when they were senators, were strongly against the surge orchestrated by the president at that time, George W. Bush and General Petraeus, and obviously it was the work of the troops that have helped to pull off this security success. What do you make of the vice president's comments on Larry King Live?
It probably is true when you look at what else they've done. But it's not really their success, the Obama administration, except that they didn't change, they didn't cut and run, they didn't do a lot of things, they just followed the game plan. So from that point of view, they should get some amount of success. But, you know, when you think of what they fought, as you pointed out, how hard they fought it, and now they want to take unilateral success, I think it would have been a far more becoming of Vice President Biden to say it'll be one of the great success stories of the Bush-Obama administration transition. But, you know, they're not very good at saying that.
General, the Iraq war was mentioned briefly in the State of the Union, although some pointed out that it wasn't victory that was mentioned, just that the troops were coming home. What message was conveyed, do you think, in the State of the Union above anything else when it comes to Iraq?
Well, I think the signal he's sending is that they're coming out of here, out of there. They're coming out fast. Yes, they are taking success for it, but at least the president didn't take success the same way Vice President Biden did. But it has gone lower on their priorities. It has been a success story. We'll see how the 7 March election goes. I'm very worried about al-Maliki, the current prime minister. I think he's just too cozy with the Iranians. And, you know, there's a split there in Iraq, those that are cozy to the Iranians, those that are not. Right now, al-Maliki is one of those that is too cozy for my personal, from my personal opinion.
And when you consider at the same time what's happening in Iran with the development of the nuclear powers and their ongoing support of terrorism, what concerns you most about al-Maliki's comfort with his relationship with Iran?
Well, I think he can help enable it with Iran, their nuclear, in a direction they're going. Not to a great degree, but it certainly pulls a threat from the Iranians. If we had a strong leader there, I won't mention his name, in Iraq, I think it could help us a great deal in trying to contain what Iran is doing. In the vice president's remarks with Larry King, he said it was a threat, but not an imminent threat. What I'm trying to determine is, when does it become an imminent threat? You don't have the visibility in these people. Once you know that they are going in the direction to develop nuclear weapons, then you have to start lead-turning the problem by taking certain actions. I believe in a velvet revolution. They've probably got one starting over there today. Certainly a great deal of protest activity. I believe we ought to help the Iranian people take their country back. But if we wait too long, then we're going to be forced to attack their nuclear facilities. I'm not sure this administration has the courage to do that. We cannot have a nuclear Iran that will give nuclear weapons to radical Islamists like Al-Qaeda, Hezbollah, Hamas, and they will end up in the United States, Western Europe, and Israeli cities. We cannot let that happen.
General, in terms of the security success in Iraq, a two-part question here. What has been the success to that long term? And secondly, how do we know for sure that it'll be sustained once we start withdrawing our forces in pretty large numbers?
Well, let me answer the second part. I don't know if we'll know if it can be sustained once we start withdrawing. There are no democracies in the Middle East except for Israel. And so that is problematical that they'll be able to sustain it. My personal feeling is they may have to go to an authoritarian government. Hopefully he'll be on our side and go that way. Ideally, it would be nice if they could sustain it. So when you look at what your initial part of the question was, it's going to be difficult to see how they're able to do that within their culture, and particularly with Iran on one side of them and Syria on the other. And so it's going to be very interesting to see if we're able to, even with 50,000 advisors there, able to sustain that that fledgling democracy, if you will.
What's the best thing we can do to help sustain it?
Well, I think what we can do is to continue to work closely with them, watch their leadership, and have a dialogue so that they know that we're watching them. The fact is, once we start coming out of there, we may come out a lot faster than we thought. Once we go from down, we'll drop 90,000 at the end of this summer, and then we're going to drop, we'll have another 50,000 that, frankly, will have to be there as long as we're in Korea and Germany, I think. I'm not sure that we're going to be able to do that or have the will to do that. That's going to be the interesting question. It depends what kind of leadership we have in the White House, what kind of commander-in-chief we have.
General, we'll be watching. I know you will as well. Thank you, sir, very much for being with us.
Thank you, Greg.
Retired U.S. Air Force General Tom McInerney, Fox News military analyst. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.